Well, the protest Sunday started out as a peaceful demonstration around downtown. Over the course of 10 to 11 hours or so, it moved back and forth from downtown to 2 miles away at the University of New Mexico. There, along that path on Central Avenue, demonstrators blocked traffic. They stalled motorists. They were chanting a number of things at the police. And then when they would get to the location, they would stall at interstates, and the police would circle the protesters but not do anything. Riot police were called out. But over the course of the beginning of the first part of the protest, things remained peaceful. Things got out of hand as the night progressed, and traffic was being very backed up. And what police did was announce a number of times, once at the University of New Mexico campus, just off the campus, and then again at downtown, for the protesters to disperse. When they didn't, that's when they fired tear gas canisters.
How did this group of protesters differ from the protest that we saw last week?
Well, this protest came after a video was moved online from a group reported to be the hacker organization Anonymous. They called for hackers to hack into Albuquerque Police Department's website, and also for a demonstration on Sunday. Things weren't, the details were very murky. What happened was that the people that saw the video, it appears that they were motivated to start an ad hoc protest downtown. It doesn't seem that this is the same population as the earlier protests, although there probably were people at both protests. This demonstration looked like it attracted a younger crowd. It seemed to be more loosely organized. There wasn't many leaders, so to speak. There were people attempting to lead the protest, but it seemed to be just moving organically rather than the other one, which seemed to be organized by a coalition of groups.
There was tear gas canisters that were released around 9 o'clock near the university. Protesters did disband at that point in time, but then they reconvened downtown at police headquarters about an hour later. Can you tell me what happened?
That's right. After there were reports of tear gas being blasted off around University of New Mexico, the mayor called a press conference at City Hall, a real short one. We talked to some reporters. I arrived just right after the press conference, went by police headquarters, and of course it was locked up. It was all but empty. As I was preparing to leave, the protesters reappeared. There was 200 or 300 or so that crowded the steps of Albuquerque Police. At that point, about an hour or so later, riot police showed up and began announcing that protest was now an unlawful assembly and it needed to disperse. And then they were given a, quote, final warning. At that time, that's when the canisters were blasted off. I was just outside what essentially was a police barricade by Bernalillo County Sheriff's and the Albuquerque Police. And one of the canisters came toward me and some reporters from the local television station. We inhaled the gas, and we ran from the scene. I got some of the gas myself, and then the protest then dispersed. It seemed like there were a handful, a few dozen or so, that still were in downtown trying to keep the rally going, but then they dispersed and then vowed that they would continue either today or tomorrow.
Okay, well, so I'm going to just assume that you're going to follow this story and we can check in with you if the protests gear up again.
Absolutely, and I think we'll be also following the pending Justice Department investigation into the shooting of James Boyd and also the investigation into the Albuquerque Police Department, which is now more than a year old.
Okay, great.